right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with the nutrition scientist, Dr. Bill Karp. And so, Dr. Karp,
yeah,
we all get to benefit from what you learned from your great-grandmother.
Yep.
Because she knew how to eat.
And she didn't, remember, she didn't graduate from elementary school. But today, people's heads are filled with so much nutrition misinformation. It's a shame that businesses and profit has taken the lead over health.
Yeah.
And it really has. You know, I want to tell you one other thing my grandma used to do.
All right.
My parents were immigrants. You know, my grandma was an immigrant. And so I grew up in an immigrant environment. So when we finally moved from Brooklyn to Long Island, and we had our own home, well, all the relatives in Brooklyn used to view our home as their vacation spot.
Okay.
It was out in the country, even though it wasn't. I mean, Long Island is pretty populated. But I don't know if you've ever been in an immigrant family, but one of the big things is to always serve the most expensive steaks you can to your relatives, because that's a sign of your prosperity.
Okay.
And of course, so unhealthy. Everyone in my family is dropping dead of heart disease and stroke, diabetes. And here they are serving high-fat steaks. But I remember sitting next to my grandma and eating some steak. And you know, it had the fat around the outside. I always tell people, trim the steak before you cook it, because nobody likes uncooked fat, but when it's there sizzling on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, I remember sitting there eating steak, and when I got to the fat, and before I was about to put it in my mouth, she'd hit me on the head and say, don't eat that. It's not healthy.
Wow.
Don't eat that. All that fat's not healthy.
Interesting.
And she also used to say, go outside and play. You know, one other thing that we know now, too, is salt is a major issue in Americans' diets.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons is because the more you eat out, the higher your salt intake will be. The more you eat prepared foods, the higher your salt intake will be. I have a website. It's wbkarp.com. wbkarp.com. If you look on the left side, it's the nutrition. On the right side, it's the jazz, which we'll come back and talk about sometime. But on that website is a handout. Foods can taste great without fat, salt, and sugar. Mm. And it's a handout on how to use different herbs and spices. If you like hot food, make it as hot as you want. Instead of adding salt, add some tarragon or add some parsley or add some basil. There are so many ways of making food delicious without adding salt.
Mm.
But salt is a major issue in this country, especially for overweight people. So your risks then become not just your weight, but your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
All related, blood pressure related to salt intake.
And one of the things that you were sharing with me, and I definitely want you to touch on this before our time gets away from us. One of the things you shared with me, Dr. Karp, is that it is so important that rather than drinking our foods, even in the form of smoothies, that we eat our foods.
Don't drink your food. You have a mouth and teeth. Use your GI tract. And there's many reasons for that. One of them is because of your fullness. You know, fullness is related to many things. And one of them is the number of times you chew. It tells your brain.
Hmm.
And spend more time chewing, too. Your fullness, your satiety factor is also related to the fullness in your stomach. Liquid diets, liquid drinks, smoothies, all these liquid drinks you see around. Mm-hmm. They really were originally made for people who could not chew to help them gain weight. Using liquid drinks to help you lose weight or because you think it's healthy is just backwards.
Much better to go ahead and eat what we
eat,
need.
Eat, chew.
Wow.
We always say this, if your gut works, use it.
I like that. So Dr. Karp, one final word of encouragement, inspiration for those of us who are really ready to do this right. We're ready to eat right.
Okay, I can summarize it all in one sentence.
Okay.
You need to eat a plant-based diet with a huge variety of food and enjoy it. Stop being such a food phobic and bore about what you eat.
I like that. Don't be a bore about what we eat. Dr. Bill Karp, thank you so much for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, the whole idea is for us to take the information, put it into play in our lives. Don't let eating the way we eat be a bore. Let's make it exciting. Till next time.